Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Jeopardy! Executive producer Mike Richards won't become the next host of the popular game show after controversial past comments surfaced earlier this week. It illustrates how difficult it can be to replace a legend in a social media-driven environment. Joining us now on the McGrath-Lexus business line is Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Tom, thank you for joining us this afternoon. I'm going to start with an apocryphal story. May be true, may not be true, but the setting was a Hollywood party in 1983 or 84, and somebody had mentioned that Merv Griffin was going to reboot Jeopardy and put Alex Trebek in as the host, and the other person said, "You can't do that. Nobody would accept Jeopardy without Art Fleming as the host of the show." That just goes to show that anyone can be replaced, but Alex Trebek may turn out to be irreplaceable as the host of this show.
Yeah, you bring up such a good point. And you know something? Management would like everybody in the media to believe that everybody can be replaced. But it's more difficult for that, on that term. And Alex Trebek may be one of the few success stories that you point out there about replacing a legendary host. Inevitably, the brand and the show and the host are tied together. People watch television, listen to the radio, watch game shows because they want to connect with the people. So while that's bad news for management, it is great news for these people who become stars, and then replacing them is just a nightmare. And what typically happens if you're managing a career in the media, which is so difficult these days, you don't want to step in and try to follow a legend. There typically has to be somebody who's sort of sacrificed so people can get all their angst and anger about how this guy's nothing like the last guy. And then the next guy can step in and possibly build an audience and have some success. So I'm hoping maybe this will preempt that. Mike Richards is gone, and maybe here comes LeVar Burton.
And also, on top of that, anybody who is going into a high-profile job these days in sports or media or game shows or anywhere, now you have a digital footprint. Now you have social media posts. Now you have blog posts. Now you have a podcast you might have appeared on long ago that is very easy to access and criticize, especially if you take it out of the context of its times. That's not to say that what Mike Richards said on that podcast many years ago was acceptable. It is not, but it also goes to show you that your past may be lurking behind you and you may not know it's there.
Yeah, this was a podcast called The Ram Dumb Show. What could possibly go wrong?
It lived up to its name.
Yeah, let me pull the curtain back for you and talk about the dilemma that you're speaking to. I'm going to give you a radio show. I want you to be edgy. I want you to move the needle. I want you to gather an audience. I want you to be interesting and provocative. Oh, and by the way, we do appeal to a mass audience, so please don't be in any way controversial or say anything that's edgy. So this is the terrible dilemma that people in the media have these days, especially in a general audience. We want your name to appear in mall intercepts and on the Q research, but don't ruffle any feathers. You tell me how that's possible. I think it's incredibly difficult. So what you end up with is finding a lot of these media personalities building themselves a national name, trying to be as generic as possible, but then putting themselves in their own on their own golf course and in their own playpen to do their own thing. But once you do that and you try to be the next Howard Stern to do something controversial, edgy, that sticks with you. You can't come back out of your playpen. So it's very difficult.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle, still ahead in Entrepreneur.